Good evening. We are continuing with halachas of Kshira v'aniva b'Shabbos. And we are up to Sif Aleph towards the beginning. We just learned the Ramah that there's two types of two opinions with regards to what is considered a kesher shel kayoma, as to whether it's 24 hours or 7 days. Now we continue. That's the second line of page 262. The kesher she'eino shel kayoma, Shulchan Aruch explains now, a kesher which is not a long-term knot. So what is considered temporary knot. The eino ma'ase uman is not considered a professional expert knot. So both conditions do not apply. So again, we spoke about this opinion previously. According to Shulchan Aruch, in order for it to be a deraisa, two conditions apply: uman and kayoma. It needs to be a more complex knot, and it needs to be a long-term knot. If both of them, if the knot that you're making is like that, it's going to be a deraisa knot. If one of them doesn't apply, then it's going to be a Dabonon, and if none of them apply, it's going to be mutter. So if it's not, if it's a very simple knot, and you're only doing it on a temporary basis, it's going to be mutter.
Uman means a complicated knot.
Yeah, uman means complicated. Literally, an uman means a expert. Yeah. So, continues the Ramah, v'chein le'inyin k'atroso dinoi k'moi lin k'shiroso. With regards to untying the knots, the same halacha apply, like making the knot, so the opposite will be true with regards to Issa of Atorosoi. Continues the Shulchan Aruch Ketzad, bringing various examples now. Nifsiko le'retzua v'koshro. If a person had a strap v'koshro and he tied it, nifsak achevel v'koshro, or he had a rope which got torn and he tied it, or shekosh achevel bedli. Or there was a bucket which was going down in the well, and it was tied as well, was with a string. Or shekosha resen beima, or an animal which had the resen, which had the muzzle, and it was tied as well. Harze potu, by tying this, it's potu. It's not the reise. Why is it not the reise? Is it, first of all, is it kayoma? Is it long term? Imagine you've got a rope that tears, and now you're tying it. Do you plan to do this on a temporary basis, or is it going to be long term? Long term, absolutely. Because I'm saying the rope, the idea is something tore, got this strap that tore, or this rope that. And now you want to tie it for, you're tying it together for, on a long term basis. But is it a particularly complex knot? Probably not. It could very well be, it's likely to be just a very tight knot and you're tying it together. And that thereby it's not going to be an expert, but it's going to be long term. Hence, har is a potu, it's the rabbonon, but it's not the reis according to Shulchan Aruch. So how is a pot of cane called kyoitz ba'elu, and similar to that, ba'elu akshorim, similar knots, shehei ma'ase hediyot, they're simple knots. So you're just basically taking two sides, you know, really tightening it. The kol odom kosher oisom lekayoma, and people are tying this long term, it should be lasting, but it's a simple way of making a knot, it's going to be with the rabbonon. Now, what if it's the opposite? Something which is kesher she'ein kayoma, it's temporary knot. If it's a temporary knot, im kosher kesher uman, it's temporary, but it is particularly professional, particularly sophisticated knot. How is it also? It's going to be also mit rabbanon as well. Why is that? Why is it the rabbanon if it's a ma'aseh uman? Surely if it's a ma'aseh uman, it should be deraiseh. The answer is because it's temporary. That's right. If only one of the two conditions applies, it's mit rabbanon. Yeah. Now the The Shulchan Aruch now adds something which is a bit of a machlokes, but Shulchan Aruch holds for the tzorich mitzvah. What if it's for mitzvah matter? If you're tying a knot for mitzvah matter, kugon, such as shekosha limdoit erchom nishiurei toyo, you're making a knot in order to measure a toyer measure. Mutalik shel kesh shel kayoma, you're allowed to do a kesh shel kayoma. Kayoma. So this is talking about. You want to tie the example given in Mishnah Berurah is as follows: Shikosh lim doitz if kotn namet yud alef, hane shikosh shnei chavolim biyachad. You want to measure something, and therefore in order to measure it, you're taking two ropes and you're making a knot. Those two knots in order to have the full measurement of the two knots together, piyachad together, kidei in order shuchalim doit beim shem mikveh. You want to measure the mikveh, the size of the mikveh. Or any area, in fact, and for that you're taking two ropes and you're tightening it, and like this to measure it. And you're doing this now. Now this is potentially going to be this in theory it's going to be the rabbanon, because when you're it's not a ma'ase omen, it's a very simple knot. It's a very simple knot, but it is long term. You're making those two strings, you're tightening them properly, and with that you're trying to measure something for mitzvah matter. It could be a tchum as well, really tchum. You want to know what the tchum is, you need to, but it's for mitzvah matter. You want to measure something for mitzvah matter. So really you're going to say, this is an Eser Darabonon. You are making a knot over here, which is a Darabonon knot. But over here we're learning that for mitzvah matter, you're allowed to make a knot, which is a Darabonon knot. That's what he's talking about over here. Mishnah Berurah Seif Kotn, Yud Beis Mutalik, Shehainu, Afilu Maise Umen. If it's a ma'aseh umen and not temporary, that is the ilavoch kafilu b'loy mitzvah shori umarik sheyev shabedinach. If there's no other way of measuring it, you're allowed to make a knot of the rabbonon knot in order to do a mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Nibes. So that's the example. So we're learning of it that you're allowed to do a mitzvah, an issa the rabbonon in order for mitzvah. Now this is not a general rule. Generally speaking, are you allowed to do a derabonon for mitzvah purpose? The answer, obviously, is no. You cannot be over on a derabonon for mitzvah purpose. The only one which is sometimes muta, for an isadab, only isadabon which is sometimes muta lezerich mitzvah is? That's right. Amir lenochi, at times, very often, is muta lezerich mitzvah. It's only isadabonon. To ask a goy to do something is an isadabonon. But at times it's muta for mitzvah matzah. But generally speaking, are you allowed to move mukta for mitzvah matter? Certainly not. Are you allowed to write something in a drabonon way for mitzvah matter? The answer certainly is not. Are you allowed to do, normally drabonons are not permitted. Let's say mitzvah here. We've got an exception that a drabonon knot, if you are making a drabonon knot and you're doing that for mitzvah purpose, that will be mutter. That will be mutter for some mitzvah purpose. Yeah. So for mitzvah, shure mitzvah is mutter. Medida shel mitzvah. That's right. It's part of the same heter. Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah. Now the shaila is. What is common in the hospitals? Now, based on what we're saying now, what would you say if a baby is born on Shabbos? A baby is born on Shabbos. Now, it depends on the hospitals and it depends on the countries as well. But a newborn baby needs straight away a band, yeah, a tag, really. To identify whose baby it is, and they have to do that straight away, obviously. I know that's really important. I have twins, right? And that you had to be done straight away. Although they were born 2 minutes apart, so the shayla is as follows. Imagine if this is done, and this is the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, who are keeping keeping halachas like Shai Chesed, Shai Tzedek. So what would be the halacha if there were a newborn baby, if you want to attach this, the nurse wants to attach this, and by doing that, she needs to do a knot. Now let's think about it. Let's think about if it's a Drabon or not, or it will potentially be a Deiraisa, not. Is this permitted, yes or no, based on what we're learning now?
Surely it will be permitted if it was Deborah or not. It's a very grave danger. It has happened in certain cases that babies have got mixed up in hospital and been brought up by the wrong parent.
Yeah.
And I think that it, for that reason, I'm sure it would be
mutter in order to avoid such grave, serious situations.
Yeah.
Has everybody agreed to that? So it's interesting. All I can quote is interesting at Shlomo Zalman. Now, I would have misvara agreed very much with you that we're talking about, it's true, it's not pikuach nefesh, but it is in a way, in the world of pikuach, I'm saying it's close to pikuach, I'm saying it's, I would have thought in a grand picture, this is very... Right, this is absolutely pikuach nefesh ruchni. Yeah, absolutely. I would have very much heard that kind of approach. I would have heard it. And the question is, Shlomo Zalman doesn't go down that route at all. Shlomo Zalman, I mean, the truth is that if it's pikuach nefesh mamash, you'd be allowed to go much further than that. And Shlomo Zalman doesn't seem to be going with that approach that it's within pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for that. Rather, he goes into this not shaila, and he investigates, and he says, he looks into the details of it. If it's a deraisa, he says it should be also. But if it's a drabonon kind of knot that you're making, which very often is the case, it's not a maisa uman. It's not a maisa uman. It's a very simple knot they're making. It just happens to be long term, but it's not a temporary knot. It's a long term knot. And he said that's a drabonon. He said drabonon is. Then the question is, why is it mutter drabonon? Why is it mutter drabonon? He says, if you're going to tell me it's a tzorich mitzvah, like we're learning over here, so that's not a poshut. It's not a tzorich mitzvah, he says. He questions as to whether it's considered tzorich mitzvah or not. It's a tzorich mitzvah. We find what is the mitzvah involved in identifying the child.
I was still on pikuach nefesh because, like Anton said, if it becomes into one family, spiritually,
you could be a.
He's not physically dying, but he's, spiritually he's not in Yiddishkeit. Isn't that even worse?
Yeah.
He says he could be brought up for 20 years.
Yeah, I hear that. Interestingly, Shlomo Zalman doesn't go down that route of Sakonas Nefoshes. He doesn't want to mutter Sakonas Nefoshes. But he does say that. He does consider that. He said he's not sure which mitzvah it is. But he is mutter ultimately. And he says you're allowed to do a drabon or not. Any nurse or anybody involved is allowed to make a drabon or not. Because loy gora, it should be no worse than a tzorich mitzvah. It's like
should country,
right. Okay, so that's anyway. That Amir Nochi for sure would be mutter in such a case. And asking a goy to make a knot over selling mutter, but even if it's a Yiddish nurse, who would be mutter? Absolutely. I know there's plenty. There's an increasing amount of girls who are taking nursing, so that they will be from girls and they would be allowed to if they've got shifts on Shabbos, which is obviously not recommended, they would be allowed to do that. Although I'm not sure if it's for. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so the Halacha Le'maaseh Shlomo Zalman is matir, and he says he's also allowed to make a drabon or not, for identifying recognition of the child, of the born child. Yeah. Continues the Ramov. Yeah, Yeshayim, some say, Yesh li zosh lelahat yeshum kesh yeshul shnei kshorim zelze. Now, says the Ramov. Let's talk about kesh al gabe kesh. Now, kesh al gabe kesh is basically, literally, what does kesher al gabe kesher mean?
Double a double knot.
It's a kesher, a knot, al gabe knot, or another knot. Now, would you say that a kesher al gabe kesher, a double knot, would you say this is a maise uman? Would you say this is a kayoma? How would you define it? Is it maise uman?
No,
it is not maise uman. It's not, but you do not need to be a particular professional. It's pretty simple and straightforward to make a double knot. So it's not ma'aseh uman. Is it temporary? It's not temporary. It's kayama. So therefore, based on what we're saying now, it's drabonon? Yeah, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's drabonon. Does anybody remember the opinion of the Ramah? That's right. Ramah holds that anything which is kayama is deraiseh. Remember, Rabbi Yisrael, we learned yesterday, the opinion of the Ramah is that anything which is kayama is the Reise. He does not need to be Meister Umen. There's no need to be Meister Umen. Anything which is Kesher Shal Kiyom is the Reise according to Ramah. So now, according to the Ramah, would you say that so a double knot is on what level? The Reise of the Rabbanon? The Reise. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, the level of a double knot is the Rabbanon. Does anybody hold that it's mutter to undo a double knot or to make a double knot? According to what we're saying now, should says the Rama. Yes, I'm. Yes, li zosh lo lehatia shum kesher shul shek shorim zel gav zel gav. Continues the Rama, and he comes with a very big chiddush. Says that usually one should be careful, surely had to not to undo. Shum kesher shu, no knot should be undone. Shu shek shnek shorim zel gav zel. A double knot should be careful not to undo. And he says, you shouldn't undo. What the Mishneh Berurah means, what the Ramah means is that, okay, let's have the whole sentence. She should never undo. The Einanu Bekiyim, because we are not Boki, we are not aware, we don't have a full understanding, we're no experts to understand Ezimik Keshel Uman, that we're not sure which one is exactly considered Ezimik Keshel Uman. It could perhaps be that even a very simple double knot is considered a Ma'aseh Uman. Now you're going to say, no difference. Why? According to Ramah, anyway, correct. Yes. According to Ramah, you're saying that it's, one second. Well, you're saying according to Ramah, it's anyway the Reise. Yeah, so he's just saying that you said that it doesn't make a difference as to whether it's a, right. He just says, Leshitosoi. According to all opinions, you should know that a double knot is going to be the Reise. It's true. According to Ramah, it anyway is. But it's not even according to those who showed him. Even if it is Einushal Kayoma, also the Koshoi, we are in Latiroi. He says, you should know that even if you end up making a double knot, even if you end up making a double, which is not Shal Kayoma, which then it would be either the Rabbanon or Mutter altogether, he says, it still remains also that Vuadin Lechatiro, it's going to be also to undo or to make it. V'chenoegin that's the minig. He says, you should know that Lemaisa, when you're making a double knot, he said, it's true that according to me, it's probably anyway the Reise, because anything which is long term is the Reise anyway. But even if you have a double knot, which is not Shal Kayoma, you're intending to undo it. Nevertheless, it's going to be on a, you don't say that it's a Darabonon, it's an Shal Kayoma, because he remains on the Reise level. And the reason for that is because Einanu Bekiyim. In the beginning, we're not experts, we're not sure, we don't exactly know when something is a Ma'aseh Uman or not, and therefore it's going to be on a level, it's also to undo it, to do. V'chenoi that's the minig. Mikon Mokim, nevertheless, Nira, it's the loch is still is, the Mokim Tzara, one is allowed to be Mekil if it's Mokim Tzara, if there's an element of great discomfort, Ein Lochush, you're allowed to be Mate, you're allowed to undo. If a person is in great discomfort, and this is a double knot, you're allowed to undo it. The Einol is a Drabonon, it is an Issa Drabonon only. Huvimokum Tzar, in a place of great anguish and discomfort, Legozu, it's Mutter. The heart of being on Shnei Kshorim Zal Gabezeh, and that we said that it needs to be Keshal Gabezeh, Hainik Shekosha Shnei Dvorim Biachat. When we generally talk about Keshal Gabe Kesha, it's talking when you've got two ropes or two items and you're tying them together. Have two ropes or two strings, and you're tying them together. Zel gabezel, that would be like a shoelace. You're taking two and you're making double knot, one on top of the other. That would be considered a kesher gabe kesher. Aval im also kesher b'roish echot shel chut hoy meshicha dinu k'shnei k'shorim. But if you're taking one and you're making a double knot with one thing, that would not be considered kesher gabe kesher. In other words, a rubbish bag. That would be a good example to explain. If you're taking the two sides of a rubbish bag and you're tying it, and then you're making it again, that would be considered keshal gabe kesha, and that would be a derais according to all opinions. You're taking both sides, one side, you're tying it once, and that would be a keshal gabe kesha. However, if you're taking all together and then you're making a knot like this, that is what the Ramona tells us, that's not considered a double knot. And that's not what he says. He says, let's not consider shnei dvorim biyachad, and I will not be considered shnei that will not, no, because it's a kesha al-gabe kesha. Yes. And that would probably, it's a good example. Probably that's what the Ramah means. That b'mokom tza, you can't stay with the shoes on the whole Shabbos. It's probably considered the mokom tza. So it's, you're saying that it's anyway shel kayoma. Yeah, absolutely, and therefore it's mokum tzar lo gozu upi muta. Yeah, agreed. Okay.
When we say the point of Ramah that the rabbanim is either teresa asa or it's muta. When is any rabbanim for the
Ramah? When is it? Yeah, you're saying that anything which is shel kayoma is teresa. Yeah, and any time it's not shel kayoma, it's going to be. If it's any shalkayoma, it's true that the uman aspect doesn't make a difference. Yeah. Yeah, when is it deraisa? I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. According to the Ramah. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I wish you all a very good evening.